What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The state steps in to take over running juvenile halls in LA County. It follows a disturbing string of scandals.
After 4.5 years of work towards reform, that's what we're going to have? Unacceptable.
The top Catholic leader in Southern California announces a new program to help families impacted by immigration raids. The Archbishop blasts the way ICE operates.
This situation is not worthy of a great nation.
And a guilty plea from one of the doctors accused in the death of actor Matthew Perry.
You have a doctor texting somebody else, let's see what we can sell to this moron, knowing he's an addict.
Welcome to the LA Local for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck. And yes, that is an English accent, you hear. And yes, I don't come from round here originally. But I have worked as a producer for KNX Radio for 25 plus years, God help me, which means, ready, I'm really old, know nothing about pop culture, am old school and stuck in my ways. Perfect for a So Hip It Hurts presentation style on a podcast. Well, you make the call. Coming up on today's local, and shouldn't that be SoCal local, not LA local? But coming up, LA Archbishop Jose Gomez launches a family assistance fund to help the relatives of people taken into custody by ICE. And he's getting major support from a local billionaire. Another shoe drops in the cases against two doctors accused of supplying ketamine to friend star Matthew Perry, who died of an overdose nearly 2 years ago. And a royal TV deal by Netflix is not paying off. Why the streamer is ending its $100 million agreement with Meghan and Harry. But we start with the latest on the troubled LA County network of juvenile halls. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he's fed up with a series of scandals and is seeking permission from a judge to take the whole system into state control.
In just a six-month period, 69 youth-on-youth fights were allowed or facilitated by probation staff, impacting 143 young victims. Multiple youth at Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall have overdosed, even after the court ordered stronger contraband controls. Youth are missing critical medical appointments, and security cameras remain inadequate, and key footage goes unreviewed. With overdoses of the kids recently, in the past one had even died. We saw some fraudulent record-keeping practices, but the gladiator fights and some of the recent overdose, I mean, after 4.5 years of work towards reform, that's what we're going to have. Unacceptable. A receiver can do what the county has not: implement the needed changes and protect the youth and the staff who want to help young people do better. And we're not stopping there. We're also asking the court to order the county to establish a compensation fund for the youth who were harmed while in custody to help pay for medical treatment, educational services, and other forms of redress.
The Attorney General really emphasized this kind of action is unprecedented.
For the first time in the history of California DOJ, we're asking a court to place a public institution, in this case Los Angeles County's juvenile hall system, into receivership. This would mean transferring full operational authority over the juvenile halls from the county to a court-appointed receiver, someone who can make the critical changes that the county has repeatedly been unable to make. Someone who has the independence, the tools, and the mandate to finally bring these facilities into compliance. Let me be clear, this is a last resort, but it's also the one path left to protect the safety, dignity, and basic rights of the young people in these facilities.
The LA County Probation Department that currently runs juvenile halls issued a statement. It says it fully acknowledges many of the issues raised by the Attorney General, but it then attacks what it says is misleading information in his court filing. And it says the Chief Probation Officer has taken what they call aggressive and direct steps to address several of the deficiencies that have plagued the probation department for decades. Now, there's a very different tone from all five county supervisors. They've either supported or stayed neutral on the state taking control of juvie halls. Now, you may remember that last month, the Catholic Diocese of San Bernardino told its more than 1 million parishioners they were no longer required to attend Mass every Sunday. That extraordinary step followed ICE raids on church property in that diocese that took a number of people into custody. One official says attendance at Spanish language masses in the area has fallen by 50%. Now the Catholic LA Archdiocese is reaching out to the families of those arrested in the raids, setting up a family assistance program. Parishes will give direct help to families, providing groceries, meals, and prescription deliveries. Archbishop Jose Gomez made clear he strongly opposes the immigration raids.
Many of our friends and family, our neighbors, are afraid and anxious. These are good, hard-working men and women, people of faith, people who have been in this country for a long time and are making important contributions to our economy. Now, as we know, they are afraid to go to work or be seen in public for fear that they will get arrested or be deported. I say this before, this situation is not worthy of a great nation. We have been working with Mayor Bass and city officials to find a practical, peaceful solution to this situation. And we are urging our elected officials in Washington to fix our country's broken immigration system.
The program getting major support from local billionaire and mall magnate Rick Caruso, who is himself Catholic.
So my wife and I feel very strongly that we need to step up because there's so many people in Los Angeles and this region that are hurting. So we're going to open up with a $50,000 gift to this fund to help those who are in need. And there'll be a matching gift from our family for another $50,000 once we hit that number. And the reason we're doing this is from our own life experiences. I'm the grandson of immigrants. I understand and I watched an immigrant being a gardener working through the city of Los Angeles, working hard to raise a family. And what we have today are thousands of people who are waking up every day in fear. They're worried about sending their children to school. They may have lost somebody who was taken in some of these raids and can no longer help pay for rent or pay for food. We have to have food security. We have to have rent security. And this isn't about politics, even though I completely agree with the Archbishop. We need to have immigration reform. We need to have our borders secured. We need to have people with criminal records be deported. But we also need to have a path to citizenship.
Caruso is saying that this is not about politics. But some observers will disagree, seeing this as the businessman positioning himself for another run for Los Angeles mayor after losing out to Karen Bass in a runoff in the last election. Thanks for sticking with us on the LA Local for a Wednesday, despite that posh English accent and that snarky, well, I am told that I am snarky, way I have a talking. I don't think I'm snarky at all. Well, but let's keep going, because now another serious story. Friends star Matthew Perry died of a ketamine overdose at his LA home nearly 2 years ago. You probably remember all the publicity at the time. And there was a big development today when it comes to one of the two doctors accused of supplying him with the drug. I talked with local legal analyst Lou Shapiro. Now one of the doctors pleading guilty, reaching a plea deal. What stands out to you from this particular plea deal?
Well, it was only a matter of time till Dr. Plasencia was going to enter into a plea. The evidence was very damning against him, especially in the fact that there was a text message where he said to somebody else, let's see what we can sell to this person, basically, knowing that this is a very easy target in a sense. I don't know about target, but just somebody that was willing to buy and was just, you know, ready to shell out whatever it would cost to get there.
In terms of the plea deal and how much time he will serve, I mean, that's still pretty open. He could serve up to 40 years, but that's not going to happen, is it?
Right. He's definitely not going to serve up to 40 years. That's just the maximum for somebody who has a previous record and so forth. But he is looking at double digits. The fact that he's a doctor, even though he has no record and has a two-year-old son, somebody died here, and he was directly involved in it. And because of that, federal judges frown upon people in positions of trust. And that's what he was, and he failed the public, he failed Perry. And that's why he's going to be looking at probably 10 or more years.
Doctor turned drug dealer, there you are, a criminal defense attorney. Is this more common than we think, or is it sort of bad apples spoiling the barrel?
This case as a whole, I don't think it stands for the medical profession today. I think this is a one-off situation, especially in the sense that you have a doctor texting somebody else, let's see what we can sell to this moron, knowing he's an addict. This is an exception, not the general rule. I think the medical profession is in a much better position than is what's happening in this case.
And now, as they used to say in Monty Python, for something completely different. It's emerged that Netflix will not be renewing its $100 million contract with Santa Barbara County resident Meghan Markle and Prince Harry after that contract expires in September. Oh, say it ain't so. I got more from one of the very best people to talk about TV with in SoCal, Variety's executive editor, Michael Schneider. $100 million. I remember people sort of raising eyebrows at that at the time. Do you think this content has been a bust? Do you think Netflix has lost money on this deal?
It definitely didn't rise to the occasion of what Netflix was expecting. And quite honestly, I'm not surprised as a result that Netflix would choose not to renew this deal. It just didn't pan out ultimately. The return on the investment just wasn't worth it.
Is this one of those things you have to speculate to accumulate? It was worth a try, but you know, just didn't work for whatever reason.
Right, exactly. And that's television in a nutshell. People who take big risks sometimes get big rewards and sometimes they don't. And, this was probably ultimately a mixed bag for them.
In the British tabloids, especially in Britain, I mean, there's a lot of Meghan is very unpopular, just generally, because she left us, people in Britain think. and it's kind of getting involved in the soap opera, isn't it? They were trying to monetize that, right? But you never know. I mean, you know, royals aren't worth what they used to be, and they're not quite royals. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's that sort of area of pop culture, isn't it? That, oh, it sounds a great idea at the time, but really it was a pretty lousy idea? Or is that being fair?
You know, I think there was a lot of interest, especially in this couple early on. And, so to that degree, it's, you know, if you don't do a deal with them, then you're left wondering, well, did we leave some real interest and viewership on the table that we should have exploited? And you know, ultimately, maybe there wasn't quite the same kind of interest that Netflix was expecting, or maybe these shows were perhaps too middle of the road. And, you know, I don't know what you would ever expect. You're not going to get a Real Housewives style show. You're going to get a fine docuseries from the couple.
Just Netflix generally, I know they've just announced a third season for Wednesday. One of their hits. Just give me the sort of latest sort of overview from where you sit of Netflix, which is seen by, you know, its competitors as, you know, the great big giant in the room that, you know, it's setting popular culture trends and everything like that. And obviously this deal not going so well proves that not everything they touch turns to gold, but they still are still the most successful streamer, and they get it right more often than they don't. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they produce so much, they create so much there at Netflix that, that's built into the formula that, of course, you're going to have some disappointments, but then you're also going to have some surprise hits. Of course, remember back in the day, Stranger Things was a show that was a small little show that they put on the service, and suddenly it turned into one of the biggest television shows of all time. And they've seen that go over and over again. Squid Game, the same thing, was this small show coming out of South Korea and turned into a monster hit and was the biggest show on television last year, season two. So Netflix continues to dominate. The only thing really bigger than them is YouTube. But besides that, you know, Netflix is still where people go to watch television.
By the way, one of my favorite recent Netflix series, Four Seasons, which just marks me down as an incredibly old person. I'm sorry. Anyway, let's finish in a right royal way. This has been your LA Local for Wednesday, July the 23rd. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. That's all from me for now, maybe forever if the bosses cancel me at once. So maybe that's it. But tomorrow you'll get your LA Local update from my colleague Daniela De Robbio. But for now, goodbye, good luck, and cheers.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.